From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In New York today, four men described as followers of Osama bin Laden were sentenced to life in prison for their roles in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Those bombings, the government says, were part of a global conspiracy that now encompasses the attacks of September 11th. Attorney General John Ashcroft spoke at a news conference this afternoon.
While the fight against terrorism demands that American justice focus on the prevention of future terrorist acts in addition to the prosecution of past acts, today's sentence sends a message. The United States will hunt terrorists down and will make them pay the price for their evil acts of terrorism.
Today's hearing was held in a federal courtroom in Lower Manhattan, just blocks away from the World Trade Center where the Twin Towers once stood. NPR's Melissa Block was there. She joins us now from our New York bureau. Melissa, I understand that before they were sentenced, two of the defendants were given an opportunity to speak. What did they say?
Right. They all were given the opportunity to speak, and two chose not to. These are the two who were convicted of direct roles in the bombings. They did not make any statements. They were led away in shackles and will face automatic life sentences in prison. Then it turned to Mohammed O'Day, who was convicted of conspiring in the bombings. His lawyer first read a statement saying his client reasserted his innocence, that he is a member of Al-Qaeda, and he knows that many innocent people were injured and died in the bombings, has remorse about the loss of life, according to his lawyer, but not about his part in Al-Qaeda. And then when O'Day spoke, he read a statement in Arabic in which he expressed no remorse, but ending, God help me in my calamity and replace it with goodness. The second defendant who spoke was Wadia El-Haj. He was the personal assistant for a time to Osama bin Laden, and he read an 11-page statement in which he talked about his devout Muslim beliefs. He said that the killing of innocent people, both in Africa back in 1998 and in the attacks last month, was radical, extreme, and cannot be tolerated. He said there was nothing wrong or shameful that he did to apologize for, and that he did not condone any conduct that would have violated his beliefs as a Muslim. At the same time that he criticized U.S. policy, its support of Israel, the sanctions against Iraq, and the presence of the U.S. troops in the Arabia Peninsula. And he also was sentenced to life in prison.
Melissa, there were family members of the victims in the bombings, and some of them also spoke. What about that?
Right. We heard from both family members and people injured in the bombings who spoke of the trauma that they've been going through for the last 3 years. One talked of enduring 3 years of hell, in his words. We heard also from Howard Cavalier, whose wife was killed in Nairobi, saying that while he preferred a sentence of death, which two of the defendants did not get, that the nation's security, he said, would be served if these, what he called perfidious apostates, were directed to spend the rest of their natural lives in isolation, reflecting upon the diabolical nature of their conduct. And after this, the judge, before he issued sentences, said this is a time not for eloquence but for justice, and that anything he said would not match the eloquence or poignancy of what the court had already heard from the victims and their families.
I understand some of the jurors from the trial, who I guess basically don't have a role in this, also showed up at the trial, at the sentencing procedure.
Yeah, it was remarkable. In the back row were three of the jurors who were and remain anonymous, and we spoke with a couple of them. They spoke with a couple of reporters after the sentencing and said that they had no intention of coming to the sentencing until the attacks of September 11th. One of them said, I had to be here to put some kind of closure on it. I had to look at them one more time to know that the months I spent here were not in vain. We learned a bit about the proceedings that they went through. The vote in favor against the death penalty, they turned out to be 9 in favor of death, 3 opposed. So because they were not unanimous, the defendants were sentenced to life in prison. And we heard a lot about their feelings about the attacks on September 11th. They had no question right away that this was tied to Al-Qaeda, that it had direct connection with what they'd been hearing about in court for the 6 months of this year.
Melissa, thanks very much.
Thanks, Linda.
NPR's Melissa Block reporting from New York.